Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by Regis Joel. Hey, he sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And guess what? I've been going live on Instagram a whole lot recently and hanging out with you guys, the listeners. And so if you want to join one of the Instagram lives, just click request to join on Instagram so that you can hop on with me and I can see you and we can hang out for a little bit. It's been super fun. So make sure that you follow the Instagram account, Kids Short Stories, so that you don't miss out when we go live, which one is coming up pretty soon. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful Saturday morning, and Regis Joel and his dad were playing soccer outside, which was one of their most favorite things to do. He shoots, he scores, yelled his dad as Regis Joel shot an amazing soccer shot right into the goal. They were both really good and really fast. They would run up and down the field together, passing the ball back and forth. On this beautiful day, they loved to not only play soccer, but also practice their racing. They, like I said, they're really fast. Well, they would go onto the track, line up on the starting line, on your marks, get set, go! Regis Joel and his dad would race each other, and they were both super duper fast. Bzz, 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 bzz. That is the sound of the spy beeper. Regis Joel reached into his back pocket and pulled out the beeper. It said,
Regis Joel, this is HQ. We need your help. There has been an entire species of aliens that have arrived on Earth. They want to take over the planet. We've challenged them to a competition, and the winner gets to keep planet Earth. We need you and your dad to report immediately for this competition. Over and out.
Dad, did you hear that? Regis Joel said. Yes, I did. We gotta go. Let's go now. Regis Joel and his dad got onto their car and zoomed off. They needed to get home to get their jetpacks. You see, Regis Joel, he was definitely on the spy team, but also was his dad. They were both longtime spy members, and they both had jetpacks. As they blasted off to the coordinates to where this competition was happening, they zoomed as fast as they could. They arrived in very quickly, and as they landed, they saw the aliens. There were so many of them covering the field. That's what they sounded like. As Regis Joel and his dad met in the center, it looked like this was the leader of the aliens, and he said,
We have come to take planet Earth, and there's nothing that you can do to stop us. We have made this competition to show you that we are the superior species.
Hey, whoa. People have lived on this planet for a very long time. This is our home. You can't just take our home away, said Regis Joel.
Watch us,
said the alien. The aliens began to describe the competition that they had outlined. First was a race of speed to show which species was the fastest. Second, a staring contest. You see, the aliens prided themselves in their ability to hold eye contact for a very, very obnoxiously long time. Do you know what a staring contest is? Yeah. Where you look at each other and you can't blink your eyes. You gotta keep them open for as long as you can. Well, I guess these aliens are very good. Well, lastly, there is an amazing dance contest to finish it off. The winner of these three challenges wins planet Earth. There was a host for the event that announced it to all of the people and aliens in attendance.
Welcome, everyone, to the Universe Competition for Planet Earth. On our left, we have the aliens. And on the other side, we have a member of our spy team.
Hey, guys. That was Regis Joelle.
First, everyone, our two contestants, line up at the starting line for our race. On your marks, get set, go!
Regis Joelle started running as fast as he could against this alien. And Regis Joelle zoomed super fast down the track. There was no contest. The alien could not keep up. The entire alien species were absolutely shocked at how fast Regis Joelle was.
What is going on? This was not supposed to happen.
All the aliens started to get worried. But don't worry, they said.
We will win the next one.
Regis Joelle finished the race as the champion. The entire human race started to cheer, Regis, Regis. They were so excited that he won the first one. But now, onto the staring contest. These aliens were known to be able to hold the longest glares with their eyeballs of any species in all the universe. So this was going to come down to some very powerful eyes. Come on, Regis Joelle. We believe in you. His dad gave him two thumbs up. You can do this, son. Regis Joelle blinked his eyes and held a collective stare at his opponent.
Me. You're going down. Me.
The alien opened up all seven of his eyeballs.
Whoa. Seven eyeballs? That can't be fair. That's got to give him some kind of advantage.
Uh-oh. Regis Joelle is up against a seven-eyeballed alien against his two eyes. Or maybe it's easier to only have to keep open two eyes instead of seven.
They glared at each other. The staring contest was ticking by minute, neither of them blinked.
Oh no, there's a fly! Regis Joelle blew the fly away that was about to land on his nose. That would definitely have made him blink. And all of a sudden, the fly flew right into one of the eyes of the alien.
Bink.
The alien was very upset, but Regis Joelle won the competition. Woo! Everyone was getting so excited. Not only had he shown that people are faster than aliens and they can stare longer than aliens, but wait a second. There's one more contest. Do you remember what it was? Oh yeah. The dance off.
Dun dun dun.
The dance off. Oh no. I don't know what kind of moves these aliens have, but they're probably pretty good dancers if they come from outer space. The aliens sent forth their representative. And the aliens finished off their amazing dance with a pretty impressive routine. But don't worry, because Regis Joelle, he'd actually been working on an amazing dance routine for a really long time.
Dad, hit it. 3, 2, 1. And just like that, Regis Joelle began to break it down. He was flossing and jiving and whoa, this is unbelievable. The world was shouting Regis Joelle. His name was heard throughout the entire planet Earth. The aliens could not contain themselves.
Even they were clapping along to the beat that Regis Joel was dropping. The crowd went crazy. Regis Joel had won all three of the contests. As the aliens sadly started to walk back to their spaceship, they realized that they needed to find a new planet to take over. They turned around and said,
Regis Joel, please teach us. How do you run so fast? How do you stare so long? And how do you dance so epic?
Well, I don't know. Me and my dad just like to have fun. And that is the story of how Regis Joel and his dad defeated the aliens from taking over planet Earth. Wow, what an adventure. Wow, what an awesome adventure. Well, great job. You listened all the way to the end of the story. And you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Riley from Madison, Mississippi, Laura from Victoria, BC, Ellie from also Victoria, BC, Nico from San Antonio, Kian from the United States, and Mitchell from Melbourne, Australia. I'm so glad that you're all on our Kid Short Stories family and a part of our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you. Well, I will see you, my friends, on our next adventure. And don't forget to follow our Instagram Kid Short Stories so that you can hang out with me when I go live on our Instagram and you can click join and we can hang out together on video. Well, my friends, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on the next adventure. Bye.